You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, it is Trish Blackwell, your host of the Confidence Podcast, and I am sending you so much love today. Of all the podcasts that you could be listening today to encourage yourself, you chose this one, and it means the world to me. And man, it is for such a time as this that we are here. There are so many, unknown factors going on right now. I'm recording in March 2020 amid the COVID-19, really global crisis. And if you're listening live as I record, I just want you to know this time is a gift. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what next month holds or even 5 months from now. But isn't that life? Like, what a great reminder that we have a job. Our job is today. It's God's job to take care of tomorrow. Our job is to live in the present, to be totally grounded and to say, how do I live today well? How do I live today in faith, not in fear? And you know, fear is part of life. No matter how confident you are right now or what's going on, if your things are going well circumstantially for you, or if you just lost your job and you aren't sure what is next, here's the deal. Fear is part of everyone's life. But those who use it well, those who use it and lean into it are the ones who get more faith from it, whose faith strengthens. In the same way that that weights help your muscles grow, fear helps your faith grow. So as far as I see it, this crisis is an opportunity for us to every day surrender control and say, God, I trust you. God, teach me the difference between the facts and my feelings. Teach me how to take this fear and turn it into faith, to apply it, not just day by day, but hour by hour and even minute by minute. And so what we're talking about today, this is episode number 382. We're talking about simple yet powerful perspective shifts. They're going to help you be faith-filled during this crisis. So these are perspective shifts. In particular, we're talking about how to faith and power during chaos. I want to talk about psychological immunity. And especially in particular in time of physiological overload and psychological overload, we are so consumed with the masks and the toilet paper and the social distancing and our physical wellness, right? But our psychological wellness our psychological immunity is as important as, and what we're doing now to take care of our mind and to prepare ourselves to be mentally and strong and faith filled, is just as important as what our bodies need to be strong to fight off the chance of any kind of virus, right? And then I want to share a perspective shift phrase that has been really, really powerful for me every day that I wake up. And I got you guys total transparency. It's a roller coaster. I am faith-filled. I am like, I've been training my mind for years for such a time as this, right? But I still have to make a decision, sometimes minute by minute, of if I'm going to read an article, how long I'm going to spend on CNN.com, how much time I'm going to spend scrolling on social media, on where I'm going to train my mind. And there are times when I'm feeling amazing and I'm like, God's got this. And like, thank you, Lord. And oh man, I'm like the growth that's happening. And there's times when I get frustrated because I'm explaining to my 5-year-old why she can't play with friends and I can't answer when she can again, right? Please know it's normal. It's normal to have an opinion about this that changes of going, but it's ultimately at the end of the day, our goal is to say, hey, today I lived with more faith than I did with fear. And I've also often talked about this in context of confidence. Confidence isn't a lack of self-doubt. Confidence is being able to have more confidence, more self-confidence than lack of confidence, more security than lack of security. Now, more in our ideal world is 99% to 1% of a difference. But sometimes, y'all, having more confidence means that you just have to be 51% confident in what you're doing and only 49%, I'm not sure if it's going to work. If you are in the majority share of that positive emotion, that positive affect, is actually something that you are walking in and owning. So when we talk about confidence, sometimes you're going to be 99% confident in what you're doing. I'm great with that. But you guys, the reality is sometimes 51% confidence is all you need to move forward. And in the same way, I hope, my prayer for you is that you walk through this season with your family. It's a time of blessing and a time of simplification and stripping down. And there's lots of like ahas and realizations that come from this for you and gifts that are hidden. And that you're 99% filled with faith all the time. But the reality is that at the end of the day, there are going to be hard days. At the end of the day, that if you end the day with being 51% faith, 49% fear, your faith is still winning. So I just say that there's a spectrum that we want to be looking at as we consider how do we move forward walking in faith each and every day, walking in confidence. Choosing to look through at these things through a perspective shift that matters. Okay, so we're going to dive into that really quickly. And you guys know we typically, I mean, for years and years and years, I've released episodes on Tuesdays. I'm now going to be releasing every few days. I think we're going to get this one out on a Monday. I'm hoping to do a higher frequency because there's no more important time than now as a coach for me to show up for you. And so just know that I'm navigating, my husband and I are both working at home with our 2-year-old and 5-year-old. So the level of frequency that's going out is based on the actual time that I have, but my commitment is to show up even more consistently now than ever, because it is for such a time as this that we need more community. We need more resources. We need to be supporting each other, reminding each other, encouraging each other, and doing our mental maintenance. This is mental housekeeping. This is psychological immunity that we are, it's not just one vitamin that you take. It's a daily over and over. So please know that my commitment is to you. My commitment first is to my clients and the College of Confidence. I'm showing up. We're doing a bonus live sessions throughout the week. And so if you've ever considered joining the College of Confidence, this is the literal best time for you to do so. For now, the cost of a cup of coffee at Starbucks that you're not probably buying anyways because you're not out and about, put that towards the College of Confidence and come join a community where you're going to get coaching. What we're doing this week is we're taking every person's fear, every person's thought, every scenario that they're playing out, and we're walking it through, and we're separating fact versus feelings and helping people step into faith and learn to use the words in a way that's going to be life-giving instead of fear, fear spreading in their lives. So you can find out more. You can come join us. Enroll today at collegeofconfidence.com. Let's do our review of the week. It's from Miss Coco Derp. She said, amazing. Her simple review said, this podcast is so encouraging and timely. Can't get enough. And thank you, sweet sister. You guys, if you haven't written a review for this show, this is the time I would also ask you to step up. As a world, we're stepping up and building up one another. People right now need hope and encouragement. And to be honest, if you open the podcast app and you aren't sure where to look, it's easy to get lost. If this show encourages you or has been life-giving to you in any way, my ask of you today is big. I ask that you pause what you're doing right now, pause the show, and write a review. Simply, it's for me because it makes me feel good, but it's really for the person out there who's feeling overwhelmed with their kids at home, or discouraged from being laid off, or feeling guilty because their job is still stable and their best friends isn't. Whoever it is that needs hope, who needs confidence, who needs somebody to know that they're not alone, that needs to listen to this show, that's who you're writing a review for. If we get a flood of reviews this week, this will boost us up in the algorithm, and that person who's looking for encouragement will find us. So thank you in advance for doing that. And by the way, if this show, additionally, if it's blessed you, this is my personal invitation to become just an official supporter of this show. Did you know that it cost me approximately $400 to produce a podcast episode? This is truly my labor of love, and it's worth every minute I spend on it. Whether I have one listener or 1 million, I will continue to show up for you because you matter to me. But for just $5 a month, you can become an official supporter of the Confidence Podcast. We call it the Confidence Podcast Patreons. But hey, look, I don't take asking for money from you lightly. You better believe that becoming a patron means that you'll get extra bonus podcast episodes and other encouraging content from me. Yep, that's right. You heard it right. Exclusive podcast episodes that I call Faith Takes. They're released twice a month for our podcast supporters only. And to start supporting the show, all you have to do is go to Patreon. That's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. That's patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. So, okay, let's dive into the coaching content. Let's talk about, we're talking primarily today about psychological immunity and a perspective shift that can really help you walk in faith and power during this time of uncertainty and unknown and overwhelm. And the psychological immunity, first off, this is a new, we're living in this new normal of distanced, isolated, cautious living filled with unknowns, but I also want you to know it's seeping with opportunity. So as we all tiptoe around one another, being mindful of our physical immunity, it's important that we also talk about our psychological immunity, because the reality is that we're all going through this together, and it's not a question of, are we going to get through this? We will. That's we know that. But I want you to think about this. What do you want to get out of this? You can either get through this, or you can get through this and grow from it and grow because of it and become there's so much strength and gifting that can come from this season if you choose to look at it that way. And so instead of focusing on all that could happen, why don't we focus on what we can control, on what we can get from this that is positive? And I wanted to first and foremost give you five things you can do to work on your psychological immunity, your psychological immunity in five simple ways. Number one, pay attention to your immediate input. I'm going to go back through these. I'll give you the full list to start. Number two, put your heart at ease. Number three, pursue thoughts that serve you. Number four, prioritize self-care at home. And number five, participate in a structured coaching program. So number one, pay attention to your media input. It's so easy to get pulled into the fear spiral of the news cycle. And you guys, can we just call spade a spade? Don't judge me, please. We don't judge this community. We're open, we're transparent. I know that you know I talk real, right? Here's the thing. I think sometimes we vacillate. I know for me and myself, right? I go from feeling really like, hey, come what may, I know God's got this, and thinking, man, this is a gifting of family time. I'm just really thankful. I see it through this like very great gratitude filled lens. And then I read one too many news articles. And then all of a sudden I think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to see other humans again. I'm an extrovert. When am I going to get around people? I need to go and play and like, I need to go see people. And I miss my eyelash lady already. And oh my gosh, speaking of eyelashes, when am I going to get my eyelashes done again? Oh no. Oh gosh. Like, wait a second. How is it that in global crisis, now I'm worried about my eyelashes? Like, okay, what kind of human are you, Trish? Like, okay, I'm not alone in this, right? Have you thought about your nails, your hair, the things that you know don't matter? Yet you start thinking, okay, when's the next time I can actually get in there? Well, I don't know. Maybe in a month. Maybe it's in 3 months. And guess what? I know it doesn't matter. And then the next day, I may be thinking, okay, we're stockpiled on food, but what if we don't have access to food? And what about this? And look, you guys, I wanted to be transparent because I wanted you to give yourself permission to feel the thoughts. We do not need to buffer our emotions, because if we do, if we pretend we don't have these feelings, we run away from them, we will cover them up with food, with distraction, with social media, with scrolling, with online shopping, with alcohol, with whatever, because we're embarrassed to admit to ourselves that we're actually just really worried about getting our nails done or our eyelashes, or we actually are fearful about, well, what would happen if the food supply chain stopped? Or guys, if you ignore the feelings, you never get the opportunity to process them. That's one thing I work with my students in the College of Confidence of saying, what is the fact? What is the feeling? And let's create a safe space to say, here's my thought. Here's the lie that's spiraling in my head. How do I stop believing it? And the way you stop believing it is you have to process it out loud in a way that you can remove it from having power. And you can say, oh, I can see that's just a speculation. I don't actually have that control. I don't even know. And I do know that whatever happens, it will be okay. And then you can step forward with more power and more faith. And so I just wanted to put it out there that the things you're feeling right now as we walk through a worldwide global crisis are going to be ranging in spectrum from fear of death to fear of some ridiculous luxury, like I mentioned my eyelashes, that like, you're like, I understand, like now I feel really vain that that's a concern of mine. And so, but if we don't, that's the human experience. Don't negate that. Or if you have a weight loss goal and now you're fearful about being able to stay committed, like it's okay that you feel that. But let's feel it, let's journal it out, let's process it, and let's come up with a plan so that you focus on what does matter and how you, and so that you don't waste today's energy worrying about tomorrow's problems, that you don't waste the gift of today worrying and speculating, creating stories about what may or may not happen. And so I just wanted to, like, wherever you are on the spectrum, and your range of fears is gonna really vacillate in the same way I think mine do. And that's okay. Remember, fear, when used well, strengthens your faith. We don't have to be embarrassed that we have some fear. It's what do we do with that fear? So number two, put your heart. So one, if you want psychological immunity, watch how much media input you're taking. I've had to set parameters. I do not allow myself to check in to the news twice a day. Once in the morning for 5 minutes, I just read the headlines. I want to see if there's another state on lockdown. I just want to be informed. I don't read the articles. I don't need to read them. And at night, 5 minutes, and I swipe back and I open up my Bible app or my prayer app or my Kindle, and I read what I actually want to be reading. I cannot scroll on social media at night because I get too curious and I go down rabbit holes of negativity. So I have to put those structures of boundaries around me. And I would encourage you to do the same. That's protecting your immunity. Number two, put your heart at ease. Fill it with peace and prayer, with time with God, with uplifting music, with a savoring of the sweetness that is coming with this season. The savoring of, I mean, I'm getting three meals a day with my nuclear family. You know, that never happens. My kids are at school, my husband's at work. We're getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner, shoot, plus snacks. We're getting 5 gathering times a day together. That's something worth savoring. So focus on what you can savor in this season to help put your heart at ease. Number three, pursue thoughts that serve you. We talk about this all the time in the College of Confidence, how to train your thoughts, how to look at a thought and say, does this thought serve me or does it not? Does it keep me spiraling? Does it keep me stuck? Have I decided to stay stagnant or am I going to choose to move forward? And this is a time, this season of uncertainty that is worldwide. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to mature mentally. It's an opportunity to mature in our faith. You guys, it's an opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to find the good. I'm going to learn how to be okay, not knowing what tomorrow brings. Like, isn't that what we all want? We want to be a present and at peace, but we also want control. I think to me, this has been, I'm looking at this as like a really great opportunity to learn how to let go. And I mean, God made my personality. I'm somebody who loves control, y'all. And so it's teaching me to let it go. Let go. Trish, let go. Just let go. Your job is to do today well. God's job is to take care of tomorrow. Number four, prioritizing self-care at home. It's really, really, really critical that you create a routine or a schedule that promotes your mental well-being. And one thing I'm working with my one-on-one clients is to really fine-tune segments. If you are working from home with kids or without, it doesn't matter, to create transitions that you would and mirror that the same kinds of transitions that you would do and throughout the day. So get up, do your normal routine as if you're going to work, put on music as if you were driving in your car or a podcast. Create those pockets of time of transition. You finish your work, you change into your workout clothes, you do your quick workout, whether it's in home or you're running a circle around your house. Doesn't matter. You change your clothes, you structure that, and then you shower, transition into your comfy clothes for the night. Whatever you would typically have as a routine, we need to segment this off into different sections. It's going to promote your mental well-being, and you're going to pretend you're going out and about doing the normal things if you want to stay mentally strong and have that social advantage as well. We want to imitate and mirror that. So maybe one of those transitions, you call a friend. Maybe you always come back from working, you call your mom on your way home from work, between work and the gym. Well, between work and on your way out to walk the dog, because that's your exercise now, you're going to do the same thing. We want to create as much similarity and replication of what we already do, and that's going to promote your mental well-being and self-care at home. Even if you're hunkered down for 3 months in the same place, right? We just don't know. So let's just plan with the expectation that we can thrive in this new environment. Number five, participate in a structured coaching program. College Confidence would be a great place to start. And what that's going to do is keep your mindset healthy and strong so that you can be a pillar of hope for the long haul of this new normal. And you guys, I'm announcing today, I've actually had some clients reach out to me who have booked some extra coaching, private coaching sessions, simply to help structure the ins and outs and minute details of the mindset during this time, how to balance their schedules, their kids, their all the things, and not get burnt out, not get the suffer from social isolation, not get overwhelmed, and how to really find the savor the season. And so if you want to get one of those coaching sessions booked with me, send me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com. We'll talk about how to set that up. It's going to be 50% off of my normal coaching rate. And we'll go over your very specific needs, your thoughts, your life, and how to thrive with your life and your growth and create micro-focused goals for you to progress in the things that matter most to you so that you can savor this season and that nothing is wasted. You guys, at the end of the day, we can all mature in our psychological immunity. There's no better time than now to train your thoughts and master your mind. You don't have to do this on your own. That's why I would love for you to become a student in the College Confidence, or I'd love to work with you one-on-one in a micro session. I'm so blessed to get to serve my students virtually. Other things, I wanted to share a couple other measures to promote your psychological immunity. I've got 10 here for you. Number one, create structure to your daily routine. Like we already said, even if you don't leave the house, and you need structure and transitions. Number two, set up a weekly group video chat with friends to maintain a sense of normalcy. Marco Polo is another great app to be using that's video chatting. The more we can say, we can be intentional in the pursuit of social connection, the better. Number three, exercise every day in some way. Even if you don't like exercise, even if you have to get creative, move for at least 20 minutes. You guys, if you have a house with stairs, you got a stair stepper. If you have a house with a yard, you got a track. You can walk around your house. You can run around your house. I don't care how boring it is. I care that you move. We need the endorphins. We need the mental release. You need the physical release. If you are stuck in an apartment, there are stationary lunges. You can do squats. You can YouTube all kinds of things. The excuse to say, well, I'm stuck in my house is simply not acceptable. You're not just doing this for weight loss or weight maintenance. You're doing this for your physical, your psychological immunity as well. I don't want excuses to be even part of your narrative in this time of a new norm. Number four, make time to journal about your anxieties and fears to prevent any spiraling of negative thoughts. If you don't yet know how to journal, I teach you how in my free program, in which you, when you sign up with your email, you get my journaling template as well. It's a 7-day journaling program. It's a perfect place to start. Go to trishblackwell.com/freedom journal. Number five, limit your screen time outside of work and consider putting a time limit on your daily consumption of COVID-19 related articles or news media. I recommend 10 minutes. The way I do, like I said already, I structure 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. Number six, jot down 10 gratitudes daily. Grounding yourself in gratitude will help you stay mentally focused and determined to find the good in this new lifestyle that, guys, it might be this, it's a little bit of a tedious, lonely, isolating, limited lifestyle, but your gratitude will keep you focused on what you can control. And there actually are scientific studies that say people who do work in gratitude have a higher physical immunity in general. It's not just this is a psychological immunity thing, it's also a physical immunity. Number seven, be intentional about your use of music in your home throughout the day. Use live music to encourage you, to energize you, or to create transitions during your day. I'm using piano music at night to like put me in a chill mood rather than make me want to watch TV. And I listen to worship music or encouraging music in the morning when I'm stretching and just doing cooking my coffee. I don't cook my coffee, dripping my coffee. And then also I use like fun, lively music in the afternoon when I like need my stir crazy kids to dance and we have a dance party. Music is powerful. Use it. Number eight, get dressed and change your clothes. We already mentioned this multiple times a day as you would on a typical day. It's going to help you segment different parts of your day and you're going to feel less cramped even if you are self-isolating. Number nine, I think it's really important. I got a total confession. I'm changing it tonight. I have not been so good at this because my family and I just recently moved, as in like it's crazy. We got the moving truck. We had an expedited closing date for our new house simply because of this coronavirus was shutting down our local everything, like everything, including courthouses. And if your courthouse isn't open, you can't actually buy a house. So thankfully, we have an amazing realtor. Shout out to Trish Kapinos, who just helped us get it done. And we got in our house 2 days ago. Movers came and they were still working. Their jobs didn't get cut off because of social distancing. So thankful. And so because of that, I've been staying up because I'm excited to unpack and organize. But you guys, I feel the difference. A consistent bedtime matters. So create that consistent bedtime and don't check your email or news or social media after 9 p.m. Take care of your mindset at night because it helps you. What you do in your mind, how you go to sleep, determines how well you sleep. With what kind of low level anxiety is going to seep into your subconscious and your dreams, and how well you sleep has an impact on how you feel when you wake up in the morning. How capable and well able do you feel to conquer the day with the right mindset? So what you do after 9 p.m. really does matter for the entire next day. Number 10, finally, look for the opportunity. In this new lifestyle, what do you want to use this time for that you might not have had time for before? Because think about it. We are all like, oh gosh, I've only had time. Now you do. Now you've got the time. What an opportunity. What a gift. Time is the most precious resource, and now we have it in spades. So I have a question for you. How do you want to grow or be different once this all ends? Okay, guys, so now let's talk about perspective shift. This is a perspective shift that will shift everything for you. And I think that the shift that matters the most is this. This is my time. That's the phrase. I want you to write it down. I want you to text it to yourself. If you're driving right now, or maybe you're in your treadmill in your house, go to trishblackwell.com/382 to get the show notes of this. This is my time. And you know, for me, it goes back to a psalm. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is my time. This is the time that God decided I need to be on the earth. I'm not going to wish this time away. I can wish circumstances away, but that doesn't, circumstances are circumstances. They don't have to define my experience. My response to a circumstance is what defines my experience and gives my life meaning and value and purpose. And this is my time. We certainly can wish circumstances away and worry away because both are futile. Instead, it's way more effective to simply be thankful for the perspective gift. What a time such as this to acknowledge that we're all suffering, that no one likes the unknown, and that as humans, we truly have less control than we think we do. So you might be thinking, okay, Trish, like you're really trying to make this look nicer than it feels. And maybe, but let me ask you this. I was doing some thinking like, why is this your time? And here's how do I know that you can claim this phrase? This is my time. Well, I know because you're alive. I know because this is just a new normal for now. I know because today is worth rejoicing. I know because you can encourage and change so many others who need you right now. I know because we can live with peace and joy no matter what swirls around us. And for me, I'm going to be totally transparent. The thing that gives me the most peace is thinking about God, because He made me. He gave me my children. He placed me here in 2020. He equipped me to be capable to walk through this with joy. He fills me with hope and love. He created me with a mind that has power and is bold. He turns everything into something good. I really believe that His peace is what's going to carry me through this. And so this is your time. What would happen if instead of wishing this time away, instead of thinking, man, we're missing out on so much, and I wish this wasn't canceled, and I wish that my kids could do this, and I wish that, instead of wishing it away, what have you told yourself? This is my time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to grow in some way. Maybe it's Him. Maybe He's calling you back to Him. Maybe it's time to change careers. Maybe this is your time finally to go deep in your marriage and rekindle a flame of communication and change everything. This might be the one thing that you look back on in 20 years and say, if coronavirus hadn't happened, I can point to the turning point in my life, right? This could very well be the positive turning point in your life. Because remember, you don't have to like something for it to be something you embrace. I certainly would prefer something other than social distancing and worldwide sickness, but I can also see the gift in it. You guys, I'm such an extrovert. I want to like hug everybody. This is a hard concept for me to do social distancing. But I accept it, right? I accept it. That's simply what we're doing right now. For years, I've wanted to slow down. I've wanted to do less. I wanted to live a simple life. And you guys, now I can. For years, I've yearned for personal growth in my heart and my mind about what's important in life. And I thought, well, when I have more time, am I going to journal about this and write in this and finish this book? And guys, now we've got that. Now, what a gift, right? What a gift. I really feel like God is stretching me to a new place of maturity, confidence, faith, and appreciation for life. I mean, think about this, you guys. Just the grocery stores here, as I record, they're crazy, right? Even if you want to do curbside pickup or you're ordering food service, it takes like 8 days to get a slot. Like, there is a certain element of panic going on. And there's a lot of fear swirling, and I get it. But rather than focus on that and getting sucked into it, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking at fresh fruit differently. I had cut up an apple, a pink lady apple, and I went, oh man, what a gift. I don't think that we're not gonna have fresh fruit in next week, but there's a possibility I might not have access to it. And so for now, fresh fruit is valuable and gold. And I have a new appreciation for food that I've ever had before. Also, guys, I'm running at like 6 a.m. because I can't go to the gym anymore, right? So my husband's in with the kids. I go out before he starts work, and we've got this alternating schedule that's working. And, you know, being the extrovert that I am, I like, my whole day gets made when somebody that's driving by me as I'm running, when they smile and wave. Like, the joy I get feels more human than ever before to have a distant wave to a stranger I'm never going to see again. So there's a gift in humanity that I've never appreciated before because of this time. The thought of being in a large gathering, you guys, I love large sporting events, like, more than anything, like big or concerts, like everything opposite of what we're allowed to do right now with this coronavirus. Like, I am excited about being, you know, in a stadium with 40,000 people. Like, that right now obviously cannot happen, but I appreciate this time as this because that's not on the table. It feels foreign and exciting to think about having that in the future. It's something to look forward to. Honestly, the ability to still be able to buy food and have access to money feels indulgent. We are just stripping down life right now and going, what matters? You know what matters? People. That's right. People, relationships, peace, hope, love, community, connection. And we can connect without actually being physical, which is such a gift. And, you know, for me, the low-key life with my family feels more valuable to me than it has ever felt before. There's been curveballs, without a doubt, but it's valuable. So here's a couple suggestions for This Is Your Time. And I've got these all written out for you, and I would encourage you to share them. Please share this episode with a friend who needs some encouragement now. Share this list with friends. And again, you can get that at trishblackwell.com/381. But this is your time to work on yourself. This is your time to master a budget. This is your time to stop making excuses about being too busy. This is your time to uncomplicate your life. This is your time to deepen friendships. This is your time to mature in how you talk to God. This is your time to use the power of choosing your words well. This is your time to reach out when you need help or encouragement. This is your time to be generous with your light. This is your time to ask people how they're really doing, how their heart is. This is your time to start writing that book God put on your heart. This is your time to trust God with joy and confidence. This is your time to stretch and strengthen your faith. This is your time to establish a legacy and value system for your family. This is your time to pour into your creative brain and unleash your creativity. This is your time to explore what makes you curious. This is your time to see the brotherhood of humanity across the world. This is your time to live out the simple life. This is your time to think outside of the box. This is your time to create ridiculous family members memories that cost you nothing. This is your time to stop running from your problems and start facing them. This is your time to make journaling a cornerstone habit. This is your time to have fresh conversations with your spouse. This is your time to develop a rejuvenated perspective of hope. This is your time to fight for your faith and tell fear from the enemy to go far, far away. This is your time to start your weight loss journey and track your metadata. This is your time to give away your money so that your subconscious pushes away that scarcity thinking. This is your time to put more into the world than you take from it. This is your time to look beyond the politics, beyond the boundaries, beyond the religions, and just see people as people. This is your time to stop making excuses about bad habits and start changing them. This is your time to set and reassess your life goals. This is your time to slow down and simplify. This is your time. For me, I've got an honest question for you. And you guys, I've never done this before. But this is my time to be bold. And so, from the bottom of my heart, do you want this to do this on your own and look inward and trust yourself? Or do you want to trust God? Do this with the King of heaven and earth as a child of God. For me, I did a lot of thinking, and I don't want to be Zen. I don't want to trust myself and what's to come and what I can muscle through. You guys, I'm human. I'm so evidently human. I'm so without control that this all makes me all the more grateful that through Jesus, I am considered a child of God. And God takes care of his children. He is in control. He will provide. I feel safe in his hands. And he will use all things to work together for the good of those who love him. That is what has given me peace and perspective and joy in this chaos. And like I said, I've never done this before, but it's on my heart to do this. And so if you want that peace too, it's available. And the world has never seen times like this. But God's got this. And he's put on my heart that we've never needed hope or peace as much as we do before. So, if you want that peace, I want to invite you to say this prayer along with me. And the King, the Prince of Peace, will come into your heart. And you can live without fear of death, for you know that you will have eternal life in heaven. And here's that prayer. And if you want to go back, I've written it out as well in the show notes. I'll say it slowly, and you can just say it with me. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I'm ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you were the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. Amen. Amen. And if you said that prayer the first time, I would love to hear about that. I would love to encourage you in your walk. I'd love for this to be the turning point of your life, that you walked in fear and now you walk with faith. You have hope. You have peace. You guys, peace only comes from the Prince of Peace. And so I had to thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable, share what is on my heart today. This is your time, because God will take this time of your life. And it's time that might feel like dirt, right? But he can turn that dirt into mulch that brings forth to life something that is absolutely life-giving and life-changing. This just very well might be the time of your life that makes your life more beautiful than you ever imagined because of that. This is your time. This is your time. Go back, please, in the notes and take a look at all the reminders of why this is your time, why you can thrive now, why this is a gift, why each day how you guard your mind is what's going to equip you to have the psychological immunity to watch your words, to train your thoughts, to choose faith over fear, to choose confidence over the spiraling of anxiety. All of those things, you don't have to be perfect in this. We just have to have the majority be positive, right? That there has to, that the, you know that there are going to be little daily battles that we all face mentally, but you're not alone. You are not alone. Let's go to our listener of the episode, and then we will close out for the day. And I will see you guys on the next episode. It's gonna be something related to that's gonna be helpful for you. I do have that episode that's coming out about how to find the right friends, how to find the right people. But right now, since most of the world is locked down on social distancing, it's not relevant for now. Once we start going back to we can go and gather again, I'll definitely release that because it's important to me to provide you guys with some confidence strategy and resources on how to build great friendships and relationships that give you life and help you grow in a positive way that makes a difference in your life and your purpose and your heart and your joy, but also in the world. Guys, our listener of the episode, it's a short and sweet one-liner, and it's Kathy V. She is on our Freedom Journaling program, and she, again, the free one that I told you guys about, which you can get at trishblackwell.com/freedom journal. Hey, you got time. You've always wanted to journal. Now is your time. And she said, hey, day one, and I'm already astonished. I'm so excited for this journey. I know it will be life-changing. You guys, journaling just 8 minutes a day can change your thoughts, can change your life. You got 8 minutes. It's time to start journaling. This is your time to journal. I can't wait to teach you a process that's effective and proven to help you rewire and retrain your thoughts using the neuroplasticity of your mind. Again, freedom. It's the Freedom Journal. You get that for free at trishblackwell.com/freedom journal. And then finally, you guys, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time. Today is a gift. And good will come from this. So I'll see you guys in the College of Confidence. This is your time to master your mindset and to build your psychological immunity. And there's no better way to do that than with me in the COC. I'll see you there. I love you guys. I'll see you super soon in the COC, collegeofconfidence.com. Now go out there today, spread the love, spread the encouragement, spread the light and the peace and the hope. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.